Thank you. bite you in the eye. Well, I'm all right.
He's all right.
I'm all right.
He's all right.
I'm all right.
He's all right.
Thank you. We're just trying to get this low monster out of the sound system.
Keep it very clean.
Don't ask him what it was.
child walking in the yard. Now that she's become a woman, looking very proud. Used to wear a piece of cloth tied around her head. Now she looks so good, Lord, wanna love you dead. you slip tonight. I want something to drink. Steal away before the dawn and bring us back good news. But if you tread in gravel soon, please wipe it from your shoe. Just then a porthole pirate scourged the evening with his cry. Sanctuary bugs to ride a monkey of its thigh. A dust arose and clogged my nose before I could blink twice. Despite the scut that bubbled up, I gave some last advice. The flesh from Satan's dogs will make the rudiments so gruel. Deduct the carrots from your pain, you worthless swampy fool. Floating men through fields and fen and swimming in the mire. The septic maiden's gargoyle tooth cemented me with fire. I drifted where the current shows, afloat upon my back. And if perchance a noose slide by, I'd stuff it in my sack. Soon I felt a bubble form somewhere below my skin, but with handy spine of hedgehog, I removed the force within. Susie then removed her mask and caused a mighty stir. The angry crowd responded, taking turns at stabbing her. The brothel wife then grabbed the knife and slashed me on the tongue. I turned the blade back on the bitch and dropped her in the dung. And used her like a rag to mop the slime from where the slug has slithered with the bag. In summing up, the moral seems a little bit obscure. Give the director a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a rhythm reflector, a cushion connector, a penile erector, a viral dissector, a hormone collector. The director, a serpent deflector, a mud rat detector, a ribbon reflector, a cushion convector, a penile erector, a viral dissector.
Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie. Let's go out to dinner and see a movie.
Before and after.
Momentary pause while we clean some stuff up of here.
Okay. driven to his knees by a blazing beam of light, and he saw the silhouette that stood before him, and he bowed in reverence, trembling in the shadow of the mighty legend's more. Ridiculous, the prophet stood before his eyes, looking down on Colonel Corbin, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck, and he quietly addressed him, and he spoke so slowly, he spoke so slowly, he said, he said, Corbin, I know why you've come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. And the tree of knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. But I warn you that all knowledge, seeming innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice. Shoulder. Iculus whispering in the famous Mockingbird's ear, go, go to Prussia, fly to the highest tower of Wilson's castle, and steal the helping friendly book, and bring it to the innocent people of Gamehenge, thereby restoring peace and harmony to lizards everywhere. Thank you.
Back.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
were adrift and coasting a terrace approaching a rift. The light from above couldn't reach. I spied wings of reason herself taking flight upon yonder precipice, saw her alight. And glare back at me, one last look of dismay, as if she were the last one she thought I'd betray. Like these consume me and strengthen my will to appease. The sorrow that struck me one terrible night, it shocked and persuaded my soul to ignite. the rugged trail to on the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Millie Grace, a gospel singer with pox on her face and bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd, the chimpanzee. Whoa, Fee, we're trying to live a life that's completely free. You're wrestling with the wind, you're flirting with death. So have a cup of coffee and catch your breath.
Trying to live a life that's
Cheer up, Papa, or you'll soon be dead. The news is hanging, at least you won't die wondering. Sit up and take notice, tell like it is. If I were near you, I wouldn't be far from you. I've got a feeling, you know what you mean.
Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Jesus left Chicago, and he headed down to New Orleans. Working from one end to the other, and all points in between. Took a drive through Mississippi, muddy water turned to wine. Took a drive through Mississippi, muddy water. to New Orleans. Jesus left Chicago and he headed down to New Orleans. Working from one end to the other. Thank you. Boy, man.
Guys, tomorrow night, man.